Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. I'm your host, Dr. Tremaine Clarity. This podcast is focused on all aspects in education that are happening right here in the Brown Area School District. Thank you for listening.
Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup, the Verona Area School District's podcast, where Superintendent Dr. Tremaine Clarity shares updates and interviews guests from around the district.
Hey, Marcy, how you doing?
Hello there. I'm doing great, Dr. Clarity. That's Dr. Tremaine Clarity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblum. Today we're hearing from Mr. Todd Bruner, Sugar Creek Elementary School Principal, and Ms. Teresa Taylor, Glacier Edge Elementary School Principal.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to In the Loop with the Soup. We're so excited to have two dynamic leaders in the Brown Area School District. And can I just go with Todd and Teresa for the purposes of today?
Absolutely.
As we communicate with our community. I've been looking for a long time, looking forward to this conversation, knowing what both of you mean to me personally in my career and my professional growth, but more importantly, what you mean to our community, what you mean to our staff and to the students that we get the opportunity to serve on a daily basis. So we're going to jump right in for me because this is about you, not me. We want to make sure that the community gets to know and understand this. So I'm going to open up with you, Teresa, okay? Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the both of you, you know, are, we'll just say long tenure principals in the Verona School District, and we're very appreciative of that. But, you know, you had roles prior to the principalship. So talk to us about your educational journey, what brought you to the principalship after that journey.
Sure. So long ago. I actually started as a kindergarten teacher. I got to work with the amazing five-year-olds for about 10 years in the Appleton School District, a school district in Minnesota.
Okay.
And then wanted to come a little closer to home again once we had children, and was fortunate enough to land in Verona when they were building Glacier Edge Elementary 18 years ago. So I opened my first job, my first day on the job was in a hard hat because the building wasn't ready yet.
That is amazing.
And 18 years later, I'm still the principal there, hopefully for many more years.
Can I paraphrase that for you? So the one and only principal.
One and only.
Of Glacier Edge.
Yep, I'm it.
And we are going to do everything in our possible for you to remain the one and only principal for Glacier Edge.
I promise that I will retire as the Glacier Edge principal. I just don't know when.
Absolutely. Way down the line, right?
Yeah, hopefully.
Absolutely. And well, Todd, talk to us about your journey as well.
Sure. Yeah. So when I went to college, my thought was that I would be an officer in the military. Yeah, so I studied Russian, studied political science, learned about nuclear throwweight.
Wow.
And the deeper I got into that, I loved the language, but not the military aspect.
Yeah.
So when I graduated from UW-Madison, I had a year interim and then joined the Peace Corps. So I was a high school teacher in Poland, and that's where I learned to love middle school and not so much high school. So when I came back, I went to UW-Platteville and studied middle-level education. I got my master's degree at the time. And while I was a student there, one day our teacher, professor, came to class and said, "Hey, there's this fantastic new middle school that is opening up in Verona. It's called the Verona Area Middle School. It's a brand new building. Would anybody like to go tour it?" And so I was one of the group that went. And Dr. Clarity, the room I went to was the room you sat in this morning for our PLC in the first grade. So Kevin Schrader's room, I went there in 1992 with my graduate class. I was so impressed with Verona. I loved the district. I loved the buildings, the staff, the beliefs, the education. And when I graduated, I started applying here. And it took a while. Yeah. So 1 year I taught in Colby, Wisconsin, 1 year in Pecatonica, and it was the third year of applying. I was hired at what was then the Verona Area Middle School. 1,100 sixth, seventh, and eighth graders were in that school. And I loved it. So even before the first day of teaching, I had always been interested in leadership. And before the first day, I became the building union representative, the eighth grade site council representative. And then at the time, we had something called the district-wide educational forum, where every building had teachers, parents, and then central office staff that came together on a district-wide forum. So I really took the opportunity as a teacher at Badger Verona Area Middle School to learn about educational leadership. And I loved it. It was just, it was my thing. So while a teacher at Badger, it was Verona Area Middle School, and then it became Badger Ridge in 2000. I took classes through UW-Madison and became certified to be a principal. Around the same time, there was a transition at Old Sugar Creek where they used to have an associate principal position. It was called a leadership from within. I applied. I got that position. I held that for 2 years. The time we built Glacier Edge, my position went away. We were hiring new principals. Teresa got Glacier Edge. I became the principal at Sugar Creek. I still remember the first time I met Teresa. Mm-hmm. She came to the Sugar Creek gym and was giving a speech there. Mm-hmm. It was great. I was super impressed at the time. And I've been blessed to be at Sugar Creek ever since. So this is my 20th year in the building.
Wow.
And I think it's my 28th or 29th year in the district.
That's
so
amazing.
Great place to be. I get bored easily. I have not been bored a day since the day I started in this district. It is a good place to be.
That's phenomenal. And you say this every day. Every day is a great day to be a Wildcat.
Yeah, and, absolutely.
And, we have such amazing staff and such amazing students. And, 98% of our days are just phenomenal, mm-hmm. and the 2% we just grow.
Yep,
you know,
right.
And we learn from it and get better. Mm-hmm. So I had the honor of being a principal. I was a principal in Harlem in Illinois, and I was also a principal in the Madison Metropolitan School District. And so the skill set, I would say, is unique to be a building principal, and you two have thrived at it. What are those, those unique skills and opportunities that allow for you to have such great relationships with your staff, your mm-hmm. families, and your students? Mm-hmm. Teresa, I'll open it up with you.
Sure. One of the things that I really believe and share with others is that people don't care how much you know until they know you care.
Absolutely.
And I think I started with that, knowing that they were amazing human beings and that I needed to get to know their strengths and why they were in education and mm-hmm. then how I could help them be even more successful. And so I think I've really developed some good listening skills, really, and observation skills. We can observe a lot in a day and how people interact and what needs there are without anyone even asking or acknowledging it. And I think that being a natural observer, I don't necessarily like or want to be in the limelight. I would rather have that role. It's led me to really have that shared leadership and that knowledge mm-hmm. of the power of collaboration and the power of others. And I typically, well, I shouldn't say typically, always, always, always look for positives. I really believe that the day will be good if we choose for it to be, mm-hmm, exactly. and we look for the good in others. And I think just by continuing to have that as a skill set, I've shared that and with others, and people thrive in an environment where they know that they are loved mm-hmm. and that it's okay to learn and make mistakes. And I think that's probably the skill that I have brought, and knowing that I thrive in that, and I have learned so much. So wanting to be a leader, but also wanting to be a learner.
Thank you for those powerful words and that reflection. Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. And Todd, those skill sets that you bring every day.
Yeah, I noticed Teresa began her answer with caring about the staff. And I'll just transition for a moment to think about families. I've never met a family yet that didn't profoundly love their child, mm-hmm. no matter how angry, upset, confused, worried, disconnected. They love their kids, and I never forget that. And the preeminent job of a principal is to keep everybody safe all day long, socially safe, mentally safe, physically safe. That's the visitors, the kids, the parents, the staff, and I never lose sight of that. And then, like Teresa alluded to, no man, no person can be all things. So you're right, we have to have a profound skill set. Absolutely. Communication, PR, accounting, finance, staffing, budget, communication, vision setting, goal setting, accountability, data. I'll stop there. I'll tell you a secret. I don't do it all really well. There's some things I don't do super well, but I have built a network of incredible staff around me for whom that is their gift.
Yes.
I have somebody texting me right now. This guy knows his data, and he and I have found a place where he can leverage that in our school, and he's doing super work. So part of my gift as a principal is to rise up, raise up those people around me into leadership opportunities. I bet easily 50% of the staff in my school have had some other job in that building at some point. And they have had the opportunity to move to new things, try new things, experience new things. I believe that makes a stronger workforce that builds their own dedication and affiliation to our district. It helps create people who feel valued in our district.
Absolutely.
And as selfishly as a principal, it gives me people with more skill sets who are there to serve our kids and our families. So
Thank you so much, Todd.
Good place to be.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I couldn't agree more. Yeah. I couldn't agree more. And I've told both of you this, you know, I think the measure of a great leadership and a school building's culture is, you know, each time I walk into those spaces, and while my children are adults now, I would leave my child here, and they will be physically taken care of, they'll be mentally taken care of, and they're going to get education. Mm-hmm. And I walk away with the full confidence knowing that. Mm-hmm. And that's a tribute to both of you that, our most prized possession is our children. Mm-hmm. And I would, in a heartbeat, drop them off and know that those three things are going to happen. Yeah. And I would say that to anybody in our community. There's no doubt in my mind that, that that's going to happen in those spaces.
Thank you.
So, Todd, I'm going to come back to you, and we're going to leverage something that Teresa said. And she used a beautiful phrase of the power of collaboration. Mm-hmm. And we've set up a system here in the Roanoke School District for professional learning communities that really enhances that power of collaboration in those spaces. And this is also an opportunity for us to give a very clear shout out to our community that they have given us the gift of time on Mondays for that collaborative space to happen. So in those collaboration spaces, how do our staff benefit, and most importantly, how do our students benefit because of that time for staff to come together and talk about students?
Yeah. I got to tell you, there is no time like a Monday morning in our school. Yeah. So just the power of that time where in teams of staff, you can have people from all walks of our school together talking about specific children and how to help them be better at what they're doing, better learners. I think today, Dr. Clarity, you and some other central office people visited our school. We had in rooms staff from all walks of life, resource, English language learners, case managers, first grade, fourth grade teachers talking about their data, talking about what's going well, what's not going well, and how they can help our school and our students be better. There's no other way they would ever get that chance. So the Late Start Mondays have had a profound impact on just the quality of the collaboration and the decision-making that's occurring with teachers, and I would say their own efficacy and their ability to be better at what they're doing.
Absolutely.
So you talk about trying to retain people and make them better. Late Start Mondays are doing that.
Absolutely. If I could lean in, and first thank you for the opportunity and the graciousness to invite me into the building this morning as part of the professional learning community and walk right into classrooms with staff. But I tell you, when you walk into those spaces, and every word was about a child, and every word was about how can I, as a education professional, enhance the experience of this child through data, through supports, through relationships. We heard all the strategies come together, and we heard a lot of vulnerability of staff saying, let's talk about a student together, because not one individual has all the answers, but together collectively, if we talk about a student, we will come up with the answer and support students. And that is a phenomenal culture that doesn't just happen naturally without great leadership support. So I want to give you a shout out for that experience today at Asher Creek. And I was able to go to Glacier Edge and experience the same things, but like 2 weeks ago now already. But I'm going to join the same question to you, our professional learning communities, and, you know, how do you help our community understand the power of what's happening in those spaces?
Absolutely. I think both Todd and I have had professional learning communities in our building in some form or another because of our strong commitment to collaboration and that shared leadership that we really value. But this feels different this year because we've allowed ourselves to stop and really learn what a really powerful PLC looks like.
Right.
And one of the ahas for us is we were doing some kind of large group learning and not making assumptions that we were all thinking and learning the same aspect of what a really strong PLC would be, was the always having student work or evidence of learning available to us.
Yes.
And that was an aha because it wasn't always, we had it in our heads and the teachers knew what the students were performing on that specific assessment, but it has really opened us up into really thinking about all the evidence that is on a daily basis that is showing us what the children are learning and what our next steps are in teaching that next really important skill set for them. And that has been super powerful just for people to realize, like, we were doing some great things, but there were some things that we could be doing better. It also has given us all the same vocabulary. It's all the same understanding. So when we're talking about the cycle of inquiry and success criteria, and that's just now part of how we communicate.
Exactly.
And that's just what we use, even in the hallways. That's kind of what we're referring to. And it's allowed us to really think about not only all the amazing, brilliant children and what they do have that they're bringing into the classroom, but also helps us as adults really rely on our strengths, but also the strengths of our team. So we had a puzzle of practice episode again. I think that's what you shot at Sugar Creek today. Yeah. And it's just so interesting. It's very talented educators, amazingly brilliant, but there's still things that they're struggling with. And like, why didn't this do what I thought it would do? And there's four people in the room that work with the same age children, just in different ways possibly. And before they walk out of that room, they now have a whole list of strategies and ideas and people to partner with that might be able to pick up that piece that they are struggling with. So it's, but it doesn't feel like an us and a them or a my data and your data at all. It's really about our children and the strengths that we have in them.
I was amazed how no one was afraid to be that vulnerable and sort in front of their colleagues. And literally, so the principal walked in, the superintendent walked in, they continued.
Absolutely.
They didn't freeze up. The room didn't go silent.
Not at all.
They were unbelievable. And I'm sure Teresa at Glacier Edge it felt very similar.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's a very safe, productive space.
Yes.
Yeah. Working on behalf of students.
It's okay to say, I'm not sure how to help this child. Can my colleagues lend a hand?
Absolutely. Yeah. So you'll hear us, and I talk about it because I firmly believe this, and I know you do as well, that the magic of education happens in the classroom. And sometimes I'll have someone ask me, well, why is it magical? And then it's magical because there's nothing more rewarding than that experience of an educator working side by side with a child and letting them kind of work together through that cognitive struggle and then produce a learning experience, and then be able to provide evidence of that learning experience. There's nothing like it. A former football player, I guess you can score a touchdown. Cool. That's one time. Education stays for life.
Absolutely.
You know, and education is your freedom as well. So you think about that bigger picture, it's much more rewarding than, you might have just karate. A karate trophy is great. It's going to be on the wall. Education is going to stay there forever. Education is going to stay there forever. I'm going to quickly transition us to a key part of the principalship that we haven't touched on yet, but it's so important. And it kind of speaks to that magic that happened, and that's the hiring process and being able to put world-class educators in front of our students. So, Todd, I'm going to open up with you on this one. If you think about the hiring process and your role as the leader of a building and bringing the best staff to Sugar Creek, what are the things that you're looking for? And what would you tell to a potential candidate out there that's looking to come?
I can tell you there's no more impactful way to change an organization than through your hiring practices. And not just hiring, but retention. So we often focus on how do you hire the best people? How do you keep the ones you got is the other side of that equation, and I try never to lose sight of that. So, things have changed in education. Teresa, I'm sure you would agree. So when my first few years as principal, I could have a vacancy, say third grade. I would easily have 350, 400 applicants. Just going through the A's would take me an hour. Those days are sadly not here anymore. So I'll have a vacancy here in Verona and maybe 20, maybe 30 people. So a few things about this. So one is we never compromise our values. I will not hire mediocre just to fill a spot, just to have a body. I am not going to do that. I actually love the kids in my school and I care about the colleagues. I'm not doing that to children. What we have done is pursue, shall I say, every possible network. And that includes even my own staff. Who do you know? Yes. Who are you related to? Who have you met? One of the nicest people we hired was a colleague's son's girlfriend who turned out to be a super teacher. So it's just leveraging those relationships.
Exactly.
When I have a position vacant, I often will email families, especially if it's a position requiring a specific skill set, including a language. I'll let our families know we have this position vacant. So really looking at any possible way to bring key people in for an interview. I often think, too, my interview process happens before those people come in. I call their references. I call people who knew them, who met them, who employed them, who worked with them. Only then do I even decide who to bring to the table. That interview will not be the first time I know anything about that candidate. That will be one of the last times. I make sure I have the right people even brought in. And then just thinking about what are you asking people? So as a school, we went through a real significant change where we created a hiring committee. We trained that hiring committee. That hiring committee is reflective of our school community as far as gender, ethnicity, background. We have a parent, we have a teacher, we have an administrator, we have a secretary. So thinking about all aspects of our school community, training them in issues of equity, diversity, education, how to ask questions, how not to ask questions, and how to make those questions ones that get to mindsets versus experiences. You can have a teacher who has experience communicating, experience with discipline, but I want to know their mindsets. Do they love kids? Are they adaptable? Are they flexible? Are they willing to change and evolve? And are they willing to realize that it is the teacher that will need to change many times around the child? You are not here to make the child bend. You are here to adapt to fit the needs of the children in this school. So just those mindsets have really helped us focus on hiring the best. And then, like I started with, just retention of staff is so important to me.
Absolutely. I'm fired up. I can work for you if you have.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
You're hired.
Let me tell you, I care about my staff. Every single one is in this phone. I text them. I check in on them. I see how they're doing. Someone is on leave right now. I just emailed her this morning. How are you? Things okay? So in this day and age, when people have more options than ever, more choices than ever, it is not money that keeps a staff member. Money is nice, and we all need it, of course, to survive and to live a decent life that we're entitled to. But it is that treatment from your supervisor that means more to someone than almost anything. The top three reasons employees leave schools in this country are supervisory support, school behavior, and salary. And I believe it's in that order. Yep. So supervisor, principal, building level, who is my boss, and does he or she even care about me? Means more than almost anything. So I take great pride in the low turnover in my school.
Absolutely. Thank you, Todd.
You can tell I'm passionate. I like this topic.
It's one of the most important things that we do. Is hire.
I think that's why Todd and I get along so well. Mm-hmm. We're kind of the same person doing this for 18 years together, which is part of why we love what we do, because we've gotten to grow together in that. But people will often say to us, Glacier Edge and Sugar Creek are very similar.
Yes.
And it partly is because we've been doing this together for 18 years, so we've been walking hand in hand doing similar things. Although we're very different people, we have the same core beliefs, and that is we do this work because we love the people in our buildings.
Absolutely.
What's interesting is we often will share colleagues or talk to each other.
Right.
Like, I can hire number one.
Yeah.
You need number two.
Right. This would be a great fit. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I think that, all of the things that he said are just innate. I don't know that we've ever really put it into words, because it's just the work that we do, because it's so important and we value the people. And it used to be, we would look for, had they taught a certain curriculum, you'd look for those key phrases, and then you learn pretty quickly that we can teach them all of those things. I can teach you how to teach a child to read. I can teach all of those things. I cannot teach you to be kind or to love this work.
Absolutely.
If it's not already a part of you. I can grow it. I can help you, learn about more ways to show that or how to increase that. But I can't make that as part of your being. And so that's what we look for. And sometimes it just hits you like, oh, they have it. grab that person. And then we do the work. But that's the part of shared leadership that's so valuable, because we've built our schools with amazing people, but they all are there for very different reasons. Yeah. Some are outstanding classroom teachers, and some are just outstanding human beings,
yes,
who are doing other work in the building to support, mm-hmm, that. And I think we've been creative in a way, mm-hmm, of recognizing the areas of need in our building to just bring in that next thing that's needed. And, mm-hmm, and like he said, fostering it, you know, we say work hard, be nice, and that really matters. Like it works no matter what you're talking about. Mm-hmm. So,
well, the two of you just really summarized why Glacier, mm-hmm, Edge and Sugar Creek are, you know, top-notch spaces for education, not just in the Varonia School District, but across our state. I put those buildings up against anyone, and I think our families and our students would say exactly the same thing. Believe it or not, with me, I kind of run us out of time, and
sorry.
No, that's me. I can. Yeah. We could do this for another half hour because I love every word that we've said. We're partners, not the boss.
Yeah, we're
partners. Yeah. So first, I want to do two things. First, if I haven't got a chance to do this, I want to do it publicly. So everyone, both of you were part of the hiring committee when we made a shift here. It feels like year three already in the organization. And I remember, unfortunately, we had to go virtual back then, and I had to kind of build relationships through the screen. And I was like, if I could serve with those two, I'm going to be, you know, this is going to be the place to go. So first, thank you for the trust that you have put in me as a superintendent of our district, and allowing me to be part of that partnership with you and growing our students and growing our community. And, mm-hmm, you know, I've never been in a space where, you know, I don't believe in hierarchies. You know, we are all have a key role in what we do in our organization, and you know, we take that very, very seriously. So I just really humbly, you know, I just want to thank you for, on behalf of myself and my family, that have just loved every moment of being part of this great, great community. And, you know, in closing for our community, just, is there anything that, just a quick snapshot that something that they might not know, that you just want to make sure our community knows that they're
about us as individuals?
Individuals, yeah. You're
all kinds of things I could share. No, I will tell you. I will tell you something that Todd and I have talked about for many years is, wouldn't it be amazing if we could be in the same building and we ask for a third floor and haven't gotten it? We would need like floor 3, 4, and 5 to fit us all. But yeah, it's.
We had that idea of co-principal.
We really did. Yeah, there's. It matters who you're leading with. Yes. So yeah, that's something we joke about. So I don't know if. Keep me around, maybe, if you could get.
I will say it's an honor to work with you and work with Teresa, work with Marcy, work in this district. So thank you. It is a good place for kids, staff, and families.
Absolutely. Yeah, these last 3 years have been beyond amazing.
Yep.
It's rewarding for sure.
We appreciate you so much. So that's, I know we went a little over time, so hopefully for this drive time today, you were going a little bit farther, or maybe at a stoplight, and we're able to listen a little bit longer. But we want to thank our two special guests today as we close out In the Loop with the Soup, and we'll turn it back to Marcy.
Thank you both for joining us today and for your exceptional leadership that helps make the Verona Area School District a national model of excellence grounded in equity. I'm Marcy Pfeiffer-Soderblom. Thank you for listening to In the Loop with the Soup.